It's March Madness Alaska style this week as adult teams from around Southeast gather in Juneau for the 66th annual gold medal basketball tournament. The event, organized by the Juneau Lions Club, has achieved legendary status in many of the small village communities that dot the panhandle. KTOO's Casey Kelly caught up with players and fans from Angoon as they made their way to the tournament on Saturday.
For many teams, a trip to gold medal starts here, aboard the state ferry Lacante, or one of the other boats that make up the Alaska Marine Highway's Southeast Fleet.
The Blue Canoe, it is very important we have the Blue Canoe.
36-year-old William J. Booth III plays on Angoon's C team for players between the ages of 32 and 42. He grew up in Metlakatla in what he calls a ball family.
My whole family, all my brothers are all ball players. High school ball, a couple of them went to college for a little while, but eventually they moved home and did some fishing. They do still participate in a lot of tournaments, and the biggest one for them is gold medal.
Booth says Angoon's C team has been practicing since last year's tournament, putting in extra work since January. The team is extra motivated this year after playing just three games before getting knocked out of the 2011 gold medal. In a tournament where positions aren't exactly defined for most players, Booth is looking to contribute with defense and hustle.
I like the defense. I like the rebound. I like to get inside and bump elbows. That's where I like to be at.
Angoon's B squad for players under age 32 is coming off two consecutive gold medal championships in their bracket. 21-year-old John Crossman says the B team just hopes to avoid a letdown.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to lose. I want to win.
Crossman says the gold medal tournament is all about bragging rights in Southeast Alaska.
Growing up in Angoon, we played against Huna, Cake, Yakutat, and all those villages, you know, they all come together. And I know a lot of the guys, and I'm pretty cool with most of them. And you just get to see them again, say hi, and play against them. It's like reliving high school.
For Booth, it goes beyond bragging rights when he plays against his brothers on Metlakatla's team. He says they always try to recruit him to play for their squad, but he switched allegiances when he moved to Angoon 6 years ago.
I got to represent my community that I live in, and I want my kids to see me running around with the Angoon jersey, you know. But they know Metlakatla's right there.
Booth's wife, Rihanna Kukesh Booth, is the daughter of State Senator Albert Kukesh, a gold medal Hall of Famer. She says the annual pilgrimage to the tournament sparks a lot of memories.
It's been a big part of my family's life for as long as I can remember. You know, my dad played for many, many years, and as a child, you know, and growing up all through high school, every year we always went to gold medal.
Kukesh Booth says the atmosphere is the same no matter which teams are playing.
There's a lot of village chanting, like, you know, you hear a lot of Huna and a lot of Angoon and Haines, and, you know, they're just pretty much rooting for their village.
The tournament lasts through Saturday at the Juneau Douglas High School gym. Besides the B and C brackets, there's also a master's bracket for older players. This year's gold medal is dedicated to the Reverend Dr. Walter Soboloff, who never missed a tournament before passing away last year at the age of 102. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.